Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
So if you were listening to us this time last week, you may have heard a wonderful buzz. We were amongst the royal, artist royalty. It was such a fantastic festival. We were at the National Arts Festival and we were just taking it all in Makanda. And we just thought, you know, let's just take it all in now again and wrap it up. And we have got on the line Nebesu Tuhai, who is a partnership and stakeholder manager of the National Arts Festival. Thank you so much for talking to us. I believe you've probably had a day or two of rest. How are you feeling?
Hi, Pamela. Thank you for having me. I'm barely standing. I really can't deal with the aftermath of the festival. This is always my life. I don't know what to do now.
It's the morning after feeling. I get it. Totally get it. Listen, what a fantastic festival. It really, really was. And I think every year someone says that to you, maybe it doesn't ring true and they say it was better than the last year. It really was. It really was, because we forget that not so long ago, you couldn't actually have the festival because of COVID. It was virtual. And it was almost like you're starting again, you know, to get that energy back. How did you feel about this 2025 rendition of the festival?
You know, Pamela, for the first time after COVID, as much as we did have a 22, 23, 24, this really felt for me like festival is back.
Yes.
And one of the reasons for that is because I saw people that I haven't seen at the festival in a very long time.
Yeah.
I saw them coming back and I was like, yes.
I think
we're slowly going back to, you know, pre-COVID times, and it will take time. It will take time, but I think we are heading towards the right direction. And I think the energy that artists have in terms of creating and really, you know, fighting through the hard times in ensuring that they get themselves to the National Arts Festival, that for me, just seeing them enjoy themselves, selling their shows on the streets,
yeah.
I really enjoyed that. I think my 8 years at the National Arts Festival, I felt, it's a beautiful 8 year.
For me, of course, the art is great. Of course, you know, the artists coming and bringing their heart and soul and their everything, their energy, their work, because for many, their work is their baby, is everything. But I think when you see a city rally behind a festival in the way that you witness them do, you know, where people want to make it work, from the car guard who wants to make sure that you know where you're going, from, you know, the Metro Police to the people that own the guest houses to the restaurants and it is what makes a festival special. I mean, your take as somebody that deals with all stakeholders, because we sometimes make the impression and give the impression that stakeholders are just people who are giving money. But for me, everybody in that festival is a stakeholder, including the car guard.
That is entirely correct. It really does take a nation to raise the National Arts Festival. And I never thought, me joining the family of the National Arts Festival, I would be excited by seeing scaffolding coming into town. Because that means the family, you know, the festival is coming.
Yeah.
And you see, you know, really your churches, your school halls transforming into performance venues. And as you say, looking at Omama in the township, really getting ready with their houses to host people, the car guards, and also the municipality, trying their level best to draw lines on the street.
Yes.
And for me, one of the most beautiful things that I normally enjoy on Thursday of festival is that show of force parade. When, you know, your traffic cops, your police officers, they pledge that they will take care of us as Festinos.
Yeah.
You know, they are there for us, and you see numbers of them, and they do that show of force parade. So you're right. Really, all our stakeholders, it's an exciting time when they get ready, and you can see, you know, that is why some of the businesses closed down in 2020, because there is quite a huge, financial injection that goes into Makanda businesses outside of the artists. So really, the festival does play an important role, just not for artists, but also for the town itself.
You know, before this role, you were an executive producer. And, I think that's the best job. Maybe because you were there, you don't feel that way. But you are the one interacting with the works and making a decision on who's coming to this grand stage. For the artists, what does this festival mean for them truly?
For the artist, when I was executive producer, and I still get to see this, it's really a moment of them realizing some of their dreams.
Mm.
And it all depends at what point do you get to meet them in their upward trajectory in their lives.
Yeah.
So, for an example, when an artist is announced to be a Standard Bank artist,
changes their lives.
It changes their lives. They're excited, and then you say, okay, so what are you going to present? And then they're scared, and then they're excited again because they can see that their dream is going to be realized.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, they are scared again because they can see who has been a Standard Bank Young mm-hmm. artist before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you get to go through the motions with the artist when it comes to that. And this is actually across artists, not just the Standard Bank Young artists, but also the fringe artists.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes some of them, they actually, you know, speak about their process mm-hmm. on social media. Mm-hmm. And you get excited by seeing, okay, these people rehearse in a garage. These people rehearse in a school hall. And you know that as the National Arts Festival, you're going to be able to host them in a professional manner, in a well-lit, you know, venue, in a conducive space, and you are going to be able to hold their work and do justice to it as best as one can. So that, for me, up to this day, has been the best experience that I've ever had.
Wow.
And also just seeing artists grow. Mm. I mean, people speak about Msaki that when she started first coming to the National Arts Festival, she used to be a busker at Village Green, that is our market.
Yeah.
And then she used to come to the Fringe. And then she came to the main. And she was a Standard Bank Young artist. So interacting with Msaki on those various phases of her life has been something that one can never exchange for any sort of money. So that, for me, is beautiful to see unfold. And one holds on to those moments so that you can see some of those beautiful moments unfold to others as well.
Mm.
So it never stops. So one never go away. It can't, because we still need to see these beautiful stories unfold right in front of our eyes.
And you know, I think there is so much to talk about with the festival, because you've just spoken about the Green Village, and you know, these are people who are sometimes sitting there having poured their last pennies into crafting something beautiful, and hoping that, you know, all of you who come to the festival will pop by and buy something. They, you know, these are artists that are living off their craft, and maybe this is the one chance they've got to display their fantastic, you know, beads and beautiful wares and unique wares, and they may not be able to travel with these or find spaces in you know, what conventional stores would want. And I think, for me, it's so important that we also see them in that way, themselves as true artists in their own right.
Certainly, Pamela, especially, I mean, how you just described the whole thing, you spoke about hope. And that is what I've been actually seeing with artists, this notion of holding on to hope.
Mm.
Someone somewhere is bound to hear me. Someone somewhere is bound to see me.
Yeah.
And that's what the National Arts Festival, even though I'm still a performer, it was that notion of, I don't know who's part of the audience.
Yeah.
I might be picked up by Market Theatre. I might be picked up by State Theatre. I don't know. So at all times, you do your best, because you are in a space that someone, it's possible that someone can actually pick your work up, or someone can do something about that which you are doing, the new element that we had this year, which the Makanda Igwijo Festival, or program, is really a step in that direction, to say, guys, come step into the stage that has seen the Ringo Madlingozis, the Vusima Tasselas, the Sibongile Khumalos, come step into this stage, and you are someone who's coming from Joza, from Makanda, you're someone who's coming from Kariega in Nelson Mandela Bay. Come step on the stage, young people, and let the soil adjudicate your work, and let's see what that, you know, how that unfolds. And it's been unfolding beautifully in front of our eyes.
You know,
those young men who won that competition, Pamelo, are from Makanda.
Yes.
And yeah, it's been so beautiful to just watch them, you know, gain confidence and really getting to know themselves and understanding that this is true for them.
Yeah. So Nabisutu, and I think it's an energy thing. I don't necessarily think it's anything more than that. But you know, even the coffee at the Village Green tastes different. Even the coffee at the festival tastes different. Somehow you feel like whoever the barista was put his heart and soul in it. And you know, as I said, I think it's just an energy thing because yes, you know, chefs, cooks, everybody brings their little bit to the festival.
They certainly do. And also the stories.
Yeah.
The stories.
Yes.
When you're parking your car and you're speaking to a security guard and you actually understand that, yes, I'm a security guard this year, but Cici, I'm actually a barista.
Yes.
And you're like, okay. So those beautiful stories that you hear on the streets, and then you're right. I might be a bit biased to National Arts Festival, but I do feel that the air is different.
It is different.
The fact that we're wearing our coats is so beautiful. I think we look glamorous in our coats.
I know. And the scarves.
And
you've got to be cold, otherwise you're not at the festival.
No, it wouldn't be the National Arts Festival if it's not cold. Not at all. But yeah, we've really had so many stakeholders rallying around us. I mean, look at the support that we've had from Standard Bank.
Is it 41 years? 41 years.
Yeah. 41 years. The Eastern Cape Department of Sports, Recreation, Arts and Culture as well has been with us for just more than two decades. Mm. So if that is not trust from partners, and they didn't pull out in 2020 when we were still figuring out what is this digital iteration going to look like. You know, there's no scaffolding that is coming to town. I'm just watching everything online and I'm like, buffering. Come on, someone fix this stuff. So they're still with us and we are still wanting to attract more partners because actually, you spoke beautifully at the beginning, Pamela. You spoke of the car guards. There's so many ideas that artists have. And what I've enjoyed this year is just the interactions that we've had with artists on the ground, the ideas that they have. And that leaves room for more partners to come on board so that we can experiment together. You know, we can experiment together. Why don't we make the car guards be our mobile or a human information desk? They know each and every restaurant. They know each and every venue. You know, a company, come brand them, pay them, and, you know, let them work professionally and let them be our human, information desk.
I love that.
So those ideas are coming, and it's ideas that we've gotten on the ground with artists just trying to interact as much as we could, and we're still listening. We're still listening to more. And every year, the festival is never the same because you're trying to introduce another element that will make the festival better.
So I mean, I don't know if you've had time to take it all in, but and I know immediately as soon as it's done, you start again for the next year. But what was the overall feeling you had at the end when the curtain went down and we called it a day? What was your overall feeling about this year's festival?
Honestly, personally, I'm someone who's just never satisfied.
Yes.
And I think that gives one drive to just do better. But when the curtain came down on the 6th of July,
yes,
I felt that it was beautiful that we introduced a few new elements.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we introduced them successfully. Mm-hmm. We introduced them successfully. And for me, that is always what scares, you know, us as the National Arts Festival, because when you are this old, every time you try and bring something new, everyone is like, okay, what now?
What now?
You know, working with the festivals that we have around the country through the Festival Enterprise Catalyst Program, funded by Jobs Fund, your St. Orstefiers, your Kaka Enka, your Vortfiers, your Samro, your Nati, your Concert SA, all of those people are now our partners. So this notion that we are in competition is flawed. You know, it's flawed because they were there. They were there to support us. Actually, this program, FEC, has supported some of the work that we've seen at the National Arts Festival. So what I saw this year and what has made me happy, without having looked at the numbers, obviously, because that we still need to look at. But I saw venues full. I saw that, you know, people were watching shows, and that is what we want. I saw that we had so many producing partners, you know, so most of the shows that one saw on the curated and main program, some of them or each of them had an external partner that is outside of the National Arts Festival. And that's what the festival is all about, you know. We can't do this alone. There's no way. We can't do this alone. So, yeah.
I saw Happy Souls, and I think I can't give a number to that. And I think for that, you can take a bow.
Oh, thank you.
Nobesutu Khai, thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us. We'll see you again next year. Thank you for being such a wonderful host.
Wait, don't forget to bring your coat.
We shall. We shall. Coat, coffee and scarf and all. And friends, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Pamela.
She is the Partnership and Stakeholder Manager at the National Arts Festival.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.